turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. I'm going to be preaching this morning on what is essential. What is essential? That's a word that you are hearing more and more all the time. That is essential. That is not essential. The word essential, one word that synonym is the word necessary. Or you could say the word needful. That is not needful. You do not need to go there, we're being told. You do need to do this. Essential is being used with, it is essential that you don't shake hands. It is essential that you wash your hands. It is essential that you don't touch your face, that you stay home. It is essential that this business not open, that this one does. And this is where things get confusing and contradicting. Because you cannot get a haircut, but you can go to the liquor store. You cannot have this elective surgery, but you can have an abortion. You cannot go to church, but you can go to Walmart. And everything starts contradicting as people deem what is essential. And who is deeming what is essential? Well, it's Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx or somebody like that who says this is essential. Others disagree. In the medical field, that is not essential. This is essential. That is not essential. This is essential. I want you to see from this passage three essential things about what is essential. Is that kind of a weird theme? The title is What is Essential, but three essential things about what is essential. Did we read the passage yet? Let's read it. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, that is Jesus, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about how many things? Many things. But say the first five words of verse 42 with me out loud. But one thing is needful. Folks, listen. One thing is essential. One thing is necessary. And Jesus says, Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I read this in a website recently. A columnist said, as churches across the nation close, stores selling alcohol are still open for business. And despite the World Health Organization's request to halt alcohol sales went up more than 243%. With some economists predicting 47 million jobs lost, people are turning to the unhealthiest of ways to cope. According to alcohol.org, 1 in 3 respondents say they're more likely to drink alcohol while isolated. We can expect a surge of alcoholism and alcohol-related conditions and even death. It may eclipse the number of COVID-19 deaths altogether. Think about it. The government thinks that alcohol is essential. Church is not. Who will you listen to? So many contradictions, so many inconsistencies. People saying this, people saying that. It's revealing what people are choosing as essential. You can tell what people's priorities are by what they think is essential, what they think is necessary. In this passage, we see three essential things about what is essential. Number one, the essential thing is schismatic. Schismatic. I use that word because it starts with an S, and obviously I'm going to alliterate this because alliteration is helpful. But it means divisive. Is there division in these verses here? Are there two sisters at war with each other here? One sister is saying, Lord, she needs to help me. It is schismatic. You've got the opinions of doctors that don't even agree with each other. You've got the opinions of politicians. They don't even agree with each other. There's many with an agenda that is going beyond solving the crisis to using the crisis. Here you've got a schism between two sisters. Let's look at Martha first of all. It says in verse 40, Martha was cumbered. That means that she was distracted. She was being pulled apart. Pulled in different directions is what that word cumbered literally means. Here's Martha. And one thing's pulling on this arm, one thing's pulling on this arm, and she's being pulled apart. That's the word cumbered. Martha was contentious. Notice what it says in the last part of verse 40. She, in an exasperated way, asks Jesus, "Dost thou not care? Don't you even care?" You know, that's the question people are asking today. Don't you care enough to do such and such? And don't you care enough to do such and such? Why aren't you doing this? Because they deem it essential. And yet, how many of those same people would ask somebody, "Where's your Bible? Did you bring your Bible?" Oh, you don't dare ask something like that. Don't dare ask somebody. That's legalistic. But you can be legalistic when it comes to the physical, but not to the spiritual. It's just so revealing in our world today. Martha was cumbered. She was contentious. Martha was careful. That's the word that Jesus uses here, or the King James uses. It literally means she was anxious. She was worried. And with that word careful, you find the word troubled. She was careful and troubled. That word troubled means she was distracted. She was distressed. All for what was not essential. Think about it. How many people today are cumbered, contentious, and careful about the things that are not even essential? Are you the Martha or the Mary in this passage? What are you? You know, some things are nice, but not necessary. It's like when my wife goes to, she goes to Hobby Lobby, and she sees something, and she wants to take that home. I may think, well, that's nice, but it's not necessary. But then when I go to the car lot, I say, that's nice. She says, that's not necessary. So you've got the schism. You've got, this is nice. And what would be nice is a really well-cooked meal that Martha served. Nice. Jesus is saying, but it's not necessary. Because there's one thing that is necessary. Well, there's Martha, cumbered, contentious, careful. Mary, rather than being cumbered, is communing. Rather than being contentious, is content. Rather than being careful, she's calm. So who represents you in this passage? Are you a Martha or are you a Mary? You know, we know the passage where Job says in Job 23:10, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." But as you read on in that same passage, just two verses later, here's what Job says. "I have esteemed the words of his mouth," the words of God, "I have esteemed the words of God's mouth more than my necessary food." Wow. And we talk about foodies, being a foodie. And people are foodies with physical food. Why aren't we that way with spiritual food? We're so, I've got to have that spiritual food. Got to have that. The essential thing is schismatic. Secondly, the essential thing is singular. The essential thing is singular. One thing is necessary. You know the word singular and plural. Singular means one. Plural, more than one. The necessary thing is singular. Aren't you glad that it's all boiled down to just one thing? That Jesus doesn't present us the list of things. Now, this is essential, this and this and this and this. No, one thing is essential, and Mary hath chosen that good part. One thing is essential. Compare Martha's many things in verse 41. And like Martha, men today consider many things as necessary. Many things are essential. Many things are needful. Many things are necessary. To whom are you going to listen? Everybody is talking about necessary things, but Jesus now contrasts Martha's many things in verse 41 with Mary's one thing in verse 42. One thing. And who is it who says what is necessary? Who is it in this passage who tells us in an authoritative way what is essential? It's Jesus Christ. This is essential. And Mary hath chosen that good part. That brings us to the third point. The essential thing is selected. Mary hath chosen. The essential thing is selected. What did she select? Mary selected or chose to sit beside the feet of Jesus. Verse 39. And what Jesus says later on is that good part is Jesus, is Mary sitting at Jesus' feet and hearing his word. And it literally says she kept on hearing his word. And Jesus says in verse 42, the very last part of verse 42, which shall not be taken away from her. In other words, it is enduring. This is what will be enduring. You know what Martha chose? The food that would be served, that we love to eat, that is really nice and we think is necessary. We eat it, and that's necessary for life temporarily. What God gives us from his word is necessary for all eternity. Mary chose that good part. Now, if Mary chose the good part, as Jesus says, how does that describe Martha's choice? If Mary chose the good part, where did Martha choose? I asked this to the Thompson kids this morning. Good, bad. When you compare those two, one is good, one is bad. The bad thing in comparison to the good part. At times this is needful for physical sustenance. This is always needful, always good. This can sometimes be bad. Martha chose to stand, whereas Mary chose to sit. Martha won't even sit down for a moment to talk with Jesus. When you read in verse 40 that she came to him, the meaning behind that word came there literally means standing by. She would not even take a moment, Martha, to sit at Jesus' feet. Something that is so common, eating food, became an encumbrance, disallowing what is essential. Don't allow what is essential to men to disallow what Jesus tells us is essential. But the contrast here is not so much between the sitting and the standing between these two ladies as between being a disciple, because Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus. And that phrase, sitting at someone's feet, is a New Testament term for being a disciple, because you'll see that in the book of Acts when it says of Saul, Paul, when he's given his testimony, said, I used to sit at Gamaliel's feet. That means he was a disciple of Gamaliel. And Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus means that she is a disciple. Now compare that with Martha, who is doing what? She's serving. The word there is the word for deacon. Is it better to be a disciple or a deacon? Well, a good deacon will be a disciple. But the disciple is number one. And Mary chose that good part. It is always that we choose what Mary chose. Mary's choice could be Martha's choice if Martha would just choose. What did Mary choose? The one essential thing. And whatever gets in the way of this one essential thing encumbers you from sitting at the feet of Jesus. And that is non-essential. Beware of surrendering to men the choice of what is essential. It's already been determined by our Lord Jesus. The question is, will you choose what he says? Will you choose what is so well illustrated here, what Mary chose?